Today's shiur is Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Aleph, and we are on Kuf Yud Aleph. We have one more daf related to issues of zugos and dark side forces. But Hashem, tomorrow we get back into more run of the mill, not more run of the mill, but more nigla agadata. And then, Brother Hashem, the following days we get back to Inyanim of Pesachim. But first, today we are on Kuf Yud Aleph. We are a couple of lines from the bottom. Amar of Nachman, Amar Rav. Five lines up from where they get white. Tre kame taka v'chara taka mitztarfi. Taka is a plate or a tray. What happens if I have two drinks of wine before the meal? V'char ataka. And one during the meal. Are they mitztarif to make it not a problem of zugos? Mitztarfi, yes. They're mitztarif. Pashtus, as we just said earlier, the more chashev item could be mitztaref to the earlier, so the more chashev drinking is the one during the meal, and that's why it can be mitztaref to the ones before the meal. Kami kami taka v'trei ataka lo mitztarefin. But if you have one before the meal and two during the meal, that's not mitztaref, because then the earlier one has to be mitztaref to the later, and the earlier one is less chashev, and that's why it cannot be mitztaref. That's the Rav Nachman Amar Rav. Maskev lo Rav Misharshi. Atu anan l'tikune taka kabi'inun. We're focusing so much on the taka, on the tray. Are we focusing on being misarif to the taka? L'tikune gavra bi'inun. Focus on the person. V'gavra kamiskat v'koi. L'maisa, the person had three cups. He had three cups of wine in one area. Fine, he sat down and then they brought him his food with the other ones, but it should make a difference. Says Rav Misharshi, it should be good in all cases, no matter when the two and the one were, because they're all mitzarif to each other, because lemaisa he drank. But the Gemara adds and says, but to kulei alma, tre ataka v'chad lebasar taka lo mitzarfi. If there was two during the meal, one after the meal, that's not mitzarif. Because at least the ones during the meal could be looked at as leading up to the meal. And they're helping me get my juices flowing for the meal, as we had a couple of days ago, that one of the Amoraim, Ravi, used to drink on Erev Pesach to get the juices flowing. That's all beforehand. But for afterwards, then that's not mitztarif. Kihu ahi maisa to Rabbi Bar Nachmani. Like the story of Rabbi Bar Nachmani, which is not quoted here. Rashi quotes it. Look in Maseches Metzia Daf Pevav. There, Rabbi Bar Nachmani was trying to solve somebody's zugos problem. Somebody who had two cups during the meal, and instead of just saying bring another cup of wine, he said bring the taka back with another cup of wine. You see from there that you can't just add one after the meal. Just thinking, this is not this sugya, but it's similar in that before the meal is more mitzarif than after the meal in the Hilchos Brachos. Appetizers and desserts. If we have appetizers, many poskim are more noted to say no bracha on appetizers than desserts. Because appetizers are leading up to the meal. Like here, the wine is a lead up, and therefore, if somebody has, let's say, has a first course, they have melon. Make a separate bracha on that? You washed, and you have pashtus, most of the time not. Grapefruit. Gefilte fish even. Yeah, fish, that's really part of the meal, but many people just eat it to get that. They're going to have afterwards soup and chicken and kugel. But the first course, do you make a bracha on that? So in most situations, not. Because most situations, it's part of the meal. It's getting your palate open, ready for the meal later on. So that's why any type of salad, any type of melon, most of the time, you would not make a bracha on that. Unlike after the meal. When it comes to desserts, most of the time, the poskim say you have to make a new bracha. Unless you're like eating it with bread. But if I clear off the table and then I have a piece of cake and then I have whatever it is, fruit, even ice cream and ices, many poskim discuss. Again, there might be differences between types of brachas. Maybe shahakol might not get, I have to look in the details. But at least there's more of an itiya by the poskim to require a new bracha for desserts than for appetizers. It's alluded to right here that after the taka, after the meal, so then that is less mitzuref to the meal than beforehand. Good. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, kol hamazug mitztarif. Any type of diluted drink is mitztarif. All diluted drinks are mitztarif. Rashi says, Rashbam says, I'm sorry, on the left side. Sorry, this is Rashi. Rashi on the left side. Im shasa yayin mazug v'yachach shasa mashka achra mazon mitztarif. Right, all drinks are mitztarif. Chutz min hamayim. Except for water, diluted water. As cold water and hot water and cold water, that's not called a diluted drink. That's just water. And therefore, it's not mitztarif to the other drinks. For Rabbi Yochanan, Amar, even water, even if you have a mix of boiling hot water and cold water. So that is also considered a diluted drink. Amar of Papa lo amar nela chamimi lego karire, the karire lego chamime. This is only if you have a hot and cold one mixed in together. Aval chamimi lato chamimi, the karire lego karire lo. Right, it's only if you have hot and cold mixed together. The cold and cold, and hot and hot not. And also chamimi, what does chamimi here mean? Does it mean a little warm? Pashas means boiling hot. That's where it takes on a different status. There's a very interesting Rashi in Chulin, in the sugyas of Mayim Achronim, in the Kufs, where the Gemara there says one shouldn't do Mayim Achronim with boiling hot water. Yatzol adizba water. Rashi quotes, besides the fact that it's dangerous, right? Rashi quotes, Batlu may, I forgot the exact Lashon, Batlu from the Mitores Mayim, something like that. Because it loses its status of Mayim when it's boiling hot. It's different. It's chamin. Chamin and right, well, cold water. So maybe that's what's behind Rav Papa also, that in the statement of Rabbi Yochanan, that it counts as mazuk, but only if it's hot and cold and hot. Keep in mind all of these zugos issues. We mentioned it yesterday from Tosfos and Maseches Yuma and Daf Ayin Zayin, but the Ben Yoyada also says it right here, where he quotes all of these tziruf halachas mihuda. This is 100 years ago, about 100 years ago. Miyuda, ki hadavar pashut, tekal dvar ameilu lo nemru ela bizman kadmon, shahayu ashedim v'hamazikin mitsuyim b'harbei, v'hayu minim b'minim shonim, v'yata nechlasha ha-sitra achra, nisma tu elu gamkein. Now, it has been weakened, there's a lot of tumah in the world, but the sitra achra, the kochos of tumah, in the Kabbalistic level, aren't around anymore, and therefore, a lot of these halachas and minhagim and nihugim do not apply. Okay, Amar Reish Lakish, fourth line. Arba dvarim, ha'osa osa dama barosho. The following four activities, if somebody's involved in them, then dama barosho, his blood is on his head, meaning it's his own fault. V'mischai ben avshu, mischai misa. Chayim Isa, because he put himself into a dangerous situation. So says the Gemara Ve'eluhain, what are these? Number one, Hanifne, the Gemara is going to quote all four of Reish Lakish, and then we're going to go a little deeper into each one. Hanifne Beidekal Kosel, if somebody goes to the bathroom in a very tight spot between a tree and the wall, very tight spot, meaning there might be like shadim there, and therefore demons that are squeezed in there, you're going to go squeeze in there, and they like, you know, being in dirty places, going to the bathroom, and therefore it's not a good place to go to the bathroom. V'ha'over beit shnei tekalim, or somebody who passes between two trees. Also a small area. V'ashose mayim she'ulin, or somebody who drinks borrowed water. Mayim she'ulim. Again, we'll have to see what each of these are. V'ha'over, a mayim shvuchin, if somebody passes over poured out water, v'yafilu shafachtu ishtubafanav, even if your wife pours it out right in front of you, still one shouldn't pass over and walk over those. So, let us see what each of these are as the Gemara continues. Hanifne bein dekel kosel, somebody is goes to the bathroom in this tight little spot, lo amron el delesle arba amos. So, if it's a very small area. Less than 4 amos, less than between 6 and 8 feet. Small area that is in a corner. Aval istle dalad amos, less than ba. But if it has 4 amos, then there's enough room for you in the shade. Enough room for both of us in this area, and therefore not a problem. V'chilesle arba amos, and also if it's so small, lo amren ela dileka derech achrina. If it's a dead end. You go in, you gotta come out the same way. There's no other way. Aval ika derech achrina, less than ba. But if there's another way out, then less than ba, it is not a problem. Two ha'aras, and that is number one, what's the problem with there's no other way out? So Rashi says, because if there's no other way out, so then you are forcing the shade to not have a place to go. And therefore, that could cause you hezek. Rashi says, "Zaleka derech achrina shetehe shida yicholo lahalechbo da'achshav ze babek vula." This is you're coming into his territory. Ve'hifsid darka va'hachi maskile. Right, you're tying it up. You're forcing it to be in this tight quarters, and that's why it is a problem. This could be a part of the problem. One might have heard that one does construction. There are certain, the Kablanim know the Sefer Chasidim. The Sefer Chasidim in Tav, Shin Mem Vav discusses, if you ever do construction and you're closing up a certain area, if there was a window or a door over there, you gotta leave a tiny little opening. You gotta leave that. If you put up a wall, but a tiny little opening on that. Sort of kaplanim are very, people in construction are very machmed about this. Remember years ago, I once heard this from a kaplan in America. So says the Sefer Chasidim, Mikan, shesakana listom chalonos upsachim. I'm not saying this is halacha, I'm just saying this is Sefer Chasidim, and there are those that are machmed for it. Mikan, shesakana listom chalonos upsachim. Lamaisa, when this is done, and this is also in the Tzava of Rebbe Chassid and Ashara Chaf, Lefi, Shema Nigzar L'Shedib She'en Lehem Lavor, Ela Boso Adarach, U'matriach HaShedib B'Makom Acher, and therefore it's a problem. Where do you see this in the Torah, by the way, where it's alluded to? L'chein V'tilchat Es Regel Bilam El Hakir. When Bilam came into the area with the donkey of the Malach, and he pushed him this side and that side, lavar b'makom anigzar lo, right? He was going into a place that was nigzar for the shei. Minay shei da shei demichon lelekiyim b'makom anigzar lehem. How do you know the shei could only go in a very limited area? So he quotes a gemara in Maseches Chulin, shei v'chului, standing on the story that we had there. But either way, that is a makar for this idea that some people talk about. There's also a discussion, says Nifta Bain, if you go between the shade, the wall and the tree, or between the two the two trees. You know, actually let's do the next one first and then we'll mention this. Says the Gemara, however Bain Shnei Tekalim, somebody goes between two trees, lo amrin ella de lo paskina rishus arabim. That's only if there's no public street in between them. Ava paskina rishus arabim leslan ba. If the street goes through, then you don't have to worry about it. So a sefer here in the Bi'uri Hadaf, the Sefer HaChayim, in Sefer Slichu Mechile, he quotes the hint of over. If you go between the two trees, it's a hint to the Emunas Shnei Umos HaYeduim. It's a reference to the two other major religions in the world. If you go between the two trees, she'echem mehem over bein shnei tekalim, one of them goes between the two trees, that's what it's alluded, that's one religion, she'klomar ma'amin b'shnei rishuyos, the two trees, they believe in shituf, right, they believe in Hashem, but they believe in another man that was the son of God. V'hasheni mispa'er she'enu ma'amin b'zeh, and the other religion is proud that, no, they don't believe in such foolishness, that a person could be a god. But still, he squeezes himself between the tree and the wall. He puts up a wall between himself and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, believing in false prophets and believing in other types of activities that are totally distant from religious demands. It's close to it. Both of them, it says, al shneim ne'amar hashosem mayim she'ulim. They're drinking borrowed waters. Because all the other religions come at root from Judaism. And come at root from the true religion. Ki chachma shneim genuva u'she'ula misifrei avaryanim. Praying a couple of times a day. You know, having a day of rest during the week. There's so many details. And this halacha lamaisa in terms of chukas ha'akim, once other religions took something, you know, do we say that it loses its inherent nature and therefore you're not allowed to do with it, right? Like we discussed just one little example, right? In terms of putting trees in the shuls on Shavuos, the minhag allows us to do that, the Ramah Paskins, right? As a zecher to Har Sinai. The Vilna Gaon was vehemently opposed because the Vilna Gaon quoted in the Chai Adam, his Talmud, his Mechutin, quotes that, no, you're not allowed to because there are other religions that use trees on their holidays. Therefore, we can't. We had it Zecher Dar Sinai. Yeah, but it doesn't matter. Once it gets the status of that, then we're not allowed to participate. Even though the Sefer HaChaim says there's a deeper idea here in terms of these Nifne Beit Shnei Tekalim or going in between the wall and the Dekel. The Chashuke Chemed here, the two for the day, discusses what happens if you have some of these trees. You have these two Tekalim, right, that you can't walk in between, they're Mesukan. Are you allowed to make Birchas Ilanos on those trees? Right, it's a dangerous tree. Are you allowed to make a Birchas Ilanos on a poisonous tree? You have a fruit tree where the fruit is poisonous. Allowed to make a bracha on that? After all, what does the bracha say? Lahanos babnei adam. To be mahanet, to give pleasure to people. So does a poisonous tree doesn't give shade, right, but is it going to give pleasure? This classic Chashuk Echevet. Right, that makes it dangerous. It's dangerous. So he says, that there's no hana here. It's just going to cause danger for people to walk inside. So you can't. But on the other hand, says the Chazuk Yechemed, each, in the, forget a poison tree, but in this case, each tree by itself is not a problem. It's just in the context of where it is. Because it has another tree next to it, that's why it's a problem. But each tree by itself is okay. So maybe you should say, Imkin called Dekel Mitzara Atzmo, Ein Bo Sakana, V'Yavarech Alav. But, Sof Kol Sof, Kiva She'echar Me'etekolam Omeid La'akira, one of them is Omeid La'akira, because you can't keep it here in a dangerous place. Imkin, maybe you cannot make a bracha, because maybe this one is Kol No Omeid Ligzos Kegazos Dami. Right, it's like it's going to be detached. So, that's his question. Then he says, Yesh lo ha'ir, he said at the end, just a ha'ara, he says, Kayom, Tkufas ha'liv lov shopirchei ha'tamar, the date trees and the palm trees, Bezman today, their tkufa to blossom is in Sivan and Tammuz. By the way, so you're not going to be making dekel trees in, you know, in the times of Nisan, it's not really going to happen. But either way, this is the his shayla here, and he's no telekan lekan, no telekan lekan. He's at the end to say Pasha's okay because inherently it is not. Once we're on the topic of Berachas Ilanos, just one other tshuva, right? L'zecher Nishmas Rav Avadia, because we're still in the Shavua of Avelos in his second tshuva. So Yechavadas, Chelik Aleph Simon Beis. In his second Shuva, he discusses, well, the first two, they're both about Berachas Ilanos. That's how he starts off Yechavadas. Number one was about, are you allowed to make Berachas Ilanos in Chodesh Shvat and Adar? Right, let's say you see the blossoms beforehand. Because the language of the Gemara right, in the Shulchan Aruch is Chodesh Nisan. You see the Livluvin. Right, Hayotze Bimei Nisan, Veroa Ilanos Milavlavim. The Gemara Brachas Mem Gimel. So can you make it earlier? So that's the first tshuva that he talks about. L'chadchila not, but if you need to, because it's going to be not going to be any more blossoms, you can. The second one is, are you allowed to make Birchas Ilanos on Shabbos? On Shabbos. Which is a lot of times when it happens, because you don't remember the whole week. And then on Shabbos, everybody's talking Birchas Ilanos. Oh, so you're going to do it on the way home from shul. Is there any problem? What's the problem? What's the problem? What? Shema, you might carry out the sitter because you don't know the bracha by heart. Right? You only say it once a year. One of the four brachas that even the chutzlaris, they only say it once a year. Right? You might carry out the sitter. Or his issue is, maybe you might come to cut off the fruit. Because the halacha is, as we know, in Hilchos Shabbos, the Gemara says it in Maseches Sukkah, that I am not allowed, Isur Durabanan, to go over and smell a sweet-smelling fruit on Shabbos that's still attached to a tree. Because Eir Shema Yiktom. I might come to cut it off. If it's a flower, I'm allowed to smell it. There's no xera, you might cut off a flower, because the flower, as is, gives you the same benefit as it would when you cut it off. And you want to smell it now, and you're smelling it. But a fruit, the ikar hanah of a fruit, is to eat it. So that's why, chazal asard, isur derabanan, to smell fruit that are still attached to the tree on Shabbos, because I might come to be Gzeira Shevayala V'yitzlosh. But Rav Avadia goes through and says, I don't think it's a problem because, you know, it's, there's no, we don't make up any new Gzeiras, right, in our time. He says, Ha'ikr la'alacha shemutu l'varach barach l'anus b'shabes, Ela shalachan chila miyos tov, yish l'varach barach l'anus b'yibos achol. If you can during the week. But if it's, you forget that it's the last day. Barakim lo nizdamin lo levarech, ela b'shabes asmucha l'sof chodesh nisan, v'choshi shem yishach v'yafsir brachazu l'gamrei, az yivarech brachaz l'anus b'shabes. V'azviz b'akdim l'mitzvahs, nogim levarech brachaz l'anus b'tzibur, b'rosh chodesh nisan, ola machras, u'b'rovam hajas melech. Do it right away, do it rosh chodesh v'cholim. And then there's this footnote here. There's a footnote which I mentioned before, which is wild. He goes from the Kaf HaChaim. Kaf HaChaim says maybe you shouldn't do it on Shabbos because lefi divrei hamakubalim, when you make Berachas Ilanos, you're being mevarer the nitzotzos hakadusha menatzomeach. You're separating and uplifting the spiritual sparks in the tree, and there's an isra of borer. Isra of the malacha borer. You're separating. He quotes that from the Kaf HaChaim. And says, Rav Avadia, v'tamahani, what in the world is he talking about? He says, number one, if you really take that seriously, you shouldn't be able to eat anything on Shabbos. Every bracha we say Kabbalistically. Every time we say a bari for an ace on an orange, we're being mevarer that eat sotos hakadusha. So you shouldn't be able to eat on Shabbos. Says, number one. Number two, dumi the mishkan. Says, the first answer is like, oh, come on. But the second answer gives a real answer, and that is all malachas have to be dibishka, meaning all malachas are gashmi, not ruchni. So you can't violate a malacha in the realm of ruchnius, right? That's not happening. He says v'kol malachas asuras b'shabbos l'manu v'malachas amishkan v'chol d'tikin rabbanu k'ein d'araisa tikin, and therefore you can't do that. He quotes from Rabbi Avraham Palagi, who quotes in one of his drushes, how do you daven on Shabbos? Hari asa levara, ocha mitoch apsoles. That's not la'alter. Right? It's not for immediate. So he says, because whenever we daven, our life is on the line, it's pikuach nefesh. So then, alright, it's mutter. All of these, Rabbi just steps back and says, come on. This is not Malecha Shabbos. You want to say in the realm of ruchnias, as the tzotzos hakadusha, you know, one is not allowed to do this. And then he quotes from the Chassam Sofer in Simen Nun Aleph, Vani Omer, Kol Hama'arev, Divrei Kabbalah, Im Halachas Psukos, Chayev Mishum Lo Sizra Karmacha Kilayim. He says, if you're being Ma'arev, Kabbalah and Halacha, you're violating an Isra of Kilayim. And therefore, you know, never the twain shall meet. Obviously, if this Kabbalah doesn't, you know, like we there are certain Halachas that we do in the Shulchan Aruch based on Kabbalah, but it's not again, it's not mixing. Like, why do we wash three times in the morning on each hand? Because of Ruach Ra. Ruach Ra. Okay, that's Kabbalah, but that's not mixing in. That's, okay, there's a din to wash your hands, so we wash an extra time because of Ruach Ra. But here we're mixing in, we're saying it's a Malecha Shabbos. So that is the second Shuva in Yechavedas. We continue, having get into this, saying Berachas Ilanos on the trees that are next to each other. Weiter. So we spoke between two trees, between the tree and the wall, and now borrowed water. Fifth wide line. Vashosamayim she'ulin lo amron ela deshailin katan. Only if a katan borrows the water, because if he's walking with the water that he borrowed, then he's very susceptible. Shadim like little kids. Avol gadol eslan ba. But a gadol doesn't. It means that you borrowed and you're walking with the water. That's the so gadol don't worry about. V'yafilu shailin katan. Even if a katan borrows it, nami lo amron ela. Be sade de lo shrichi, only in the field with this, not so much water. The shade might want some water, and therefore he'll attack the child. I will be ir de shrichi less lamba. It's in the city, there's a lot of water there. Less lamba, don't worry about it. Viafilo has an aqueduct of water that goes through the city. Viafilo besade nami, and even in the sade nami la armen elamaya, only water. Shade them only like water. I will chaber v'shichra less lamba. Wine or beer, don't worry about. Period. Okay. The over amayim shvuchin. Somebody goes over poured water. Lo amron ela de lo afsakinu ba'afra. That's only if you didn't, as you walked over, put some dirt into the water. V'lo taf b'huroka, and you didn't spit into the water. Aval afsakinu otaf baruka. But if you did one of these activities, which kind of symbolizes the authority of man over these powers, less than ba, then you don't have to worry. And also, it's only if the sun didn't pass over the water, you didn't have a day. 60 steps. A lot of people didn't walk over the water. But again, if one of these happens, also, it loses its power. Maybe it's not fresh, and Shadim wouldn't want to be near there, and therefore it's not a problem. And also, the problem is only if you are walking barefoot. You're not on a donkey and you don't have shoes on. Aval rachav chamer v'sai misani less lanba. But if you are on a donkey or wearing shoes, no problem. Stop there for a minute. Wearing shoes. Right, we have time to talk about this for a minute. We take off our shoes in a makom kadosh. Right here it says you can't walk without shoes on through water. It's dangerous. Interesting though that in a makom kadosh we take off our shoes. When we go to the Beis HaMikdash, we take off our shoes. When Moshe Rabbeinu was by the snat, take off your shoes. Yeshua ben Nun, Sefer Yeshua, by Mitzvah Malach Hashem, by Yericho, take off your shoes. Why do we have to take off our shoes? What's the symbolism of taking off one's shoes in a Malachim Kodesh? Kohanim go off to Duchen and take off their shoes. Question one. Question two, we know the Mefarshim explained that when we say the bracha in the morning of Sha'asa Li Kol Tzarki, we have Kavana that Hashem even gives me shoes. That's the Kavana we have to have. Even shoes. What's so special? What's so unique about shoes? That's called Tzarki. So the Shlach HaKadosh quotes the Marshal. Shlach HaKadosh, one of the greats from Prague, quotes the Marshal right before him, who says, based on the Kuzari. The Kuzari says, as we know, that there are four levels of being. Domim, Someach, Chayim, Medaber. Domim are the inanimate objects, the rocks and the dirt. The Someach are the growers, plants and trees. And above them are the animals, Chay. And then you have Medaber on top. What's the symbol of that pyramid? That everyone above in the pyramid uses what's below in their service of God. The flowers need to grow in the dirt. The animals, many of them are herbivores, and they eat the plants and the trees, even if they don't eat other animals. But people on top, everything is there for us to serve our Kadosh Baruch Hu with. That's the symbol of our being on top of the pyramid. Medaber. That's the symbol. What's the symbol of that? If there's one activity that symbolizes our authority, our using everything under us, wearing shoes. Shoes are made out of leather. In halacha, na'alayim or leather. That's why you can wear Crocs on Yom Kippur. Why? Because this doesn't have the halachic status of a shoe. It goes by leather. When we come to a makom kadosh, we take off our shoes. Because here, Kadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. Here, we don't have the authority. And that's why Dafka is a symbol of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on top of the pyramid, not us. We take off our shoes in a Makom Kadosh. That's Moshe and Yoshua and Beis HaMikdash. And that's possibly why, I'll throw this in, maybe that's why Yom Kippur we take off our shoes also. Right, Yom Kippur, Tisha B'Av is a different reason, Siman HaVeilos. But on Yom Kippur, it's Makom Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu's area, right? It's one day, the Gemara says in Yuma, it's one day of the year that there's no Satan, right? Ha Satan is Gematria 364. One day of the year he's not around. Yom Kippur, that's Kadosh Baruch Hu's charge, we take off our shoes then. And that's Sha'asali called Sarki. Right, that's, he does everything for me because shoes symbolize that everything in the world, the leather shoes from animals, are symbolic that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me everything that I need in life to serve him. So that's in terms of taking off shoes. But again, the Gemara here says you should not walk without shoes on through this dangerous waters. Last line of the section. Vahani mili, where we're up to. Hecha delaik lebechesh lakshafim. And this is all, by the way, only where you're worried about shadim. But where there's no worry about kshafim, if there's no witchcraft in the area. Aval hecha delaik lebechesh lakshafim. But if, you know, there are some machashefas around, there's people who practice witchcraft in your area. Afal gav diiko kalhani chashinan. Even though you do all these things, you take all these precautions, you still have to worry. Kiahu chavra, like that guy, that person. We all know the story. Derachiv chamra, says the Gemara, that was riding a donkey. Vesai Masani, he was wearing shoes. The Gumman Masani Vitsavakare. And his shoes shrank and his legs shriveled up. Right? So you see, if there's witchcraft around, so then even if you do all the precautions, it is not going to help.
That's the fetchy between this kind of thing and not saying this is a simon for that, and that's a simon for
that. That is a simon meaning in terms of onen, ma'onen machashev, yeah. Right? So again, this is onen machashev. Again, each avera, like we discussed in mitzvah shir, has a specific type. One of them is taking a simon that I see something, that something happens, and I'm going to base my behavior based on that in the future. But it's not like that which I see is dangerous inherently. Something can be a simon. These in our Gemara are dangerous items. Are dangerous activities. They're not just simanim about something in the future. And even by the things of the future, we mentioned the Ron writes in Maseches Chulin, that if something that's logical, that's not called a problem, right? If it's raining, oh, if it rains tomorrow, I'm not going to go on the tiyul. Wow, an isra ma'onin u'machashef. No, it makes sense. Because I don't want to go, I don't want to get wet. So again, if it makes sense. But these aren't simanim, they're actual dangerous situations. Tan Rabbanan, shlosha ein mematzin velo mismatzin. The following three, if you have this, you shouldn't have this item go in between two of you, or you shouldn't go in between two of them. That is velo hena kelev, a dog. Shouldn't have a dog go between two people, or a person go between two dogs. Vahadekel, or a palm tree, vahisha, or a woman. Vyesh or a woman. Vyesh omrim afachazir. Some say also it's a simin ra for a chazir. You should make sure that this doesn't happen. Because it puts you into a dangerous state. Vyesh omrim afanachash. Some say even the nachash. But what happens if it happens? Vima matzin maitakante. Sometimes you can't help it. Amar a papa. Niftach bakel v'nafsik bakel. Say the pasuk that starts and ends with Hashem's name. Rashi quotes it. Kel motziyami mitzrayim. The pasuk in Pashas Balak. If you start with that pasuk, that protects you. Inami, niftach below, benafsik below. Or the pasuk that starts and ends with lo. Again, Rashi says, the pasuk of, where's Rashi quotes the pasuk of lo, lo ish kel v'chazev ad lo yikimena. Right? Also the pasuk from, both from Bilam. It's interesting that we quote the pasuk that was said by the one who is a sorcerer. Right? Maybe that's part of it, that dafka, that's the source of these psukim. We go into his den, so to speak, in order to protect ourselves. Hani beitre dematzeh lo ishanida. There were two people that an ishanida walked in between them. Im tchilas nidasehi harekazachan mehem. If it's the beginning of her nidas, then one of them is going to die. V'im sof nidasehi merivo sabedem. And if it's sof nida, there's going to be a machlokas between them. Right, Tosa says this is only talking about also if she's a machashefa. She's a witch. Right, not just talking about stam regular ishanida. Right, maitakante, that's Tosfos. If you look in the Ramban, we mentioned this Ramban in the past, the Ramban where? The Ramban by Rachel. Ramban by Rachel and Yaakov. The Ramban there says, Even forget Mechashefa. In the days of old, they really believed there was a Ruach Ra'a that was Shora by Anita. They wouldn't walk in the steps that Anita took. Right? Anita was put in a different tent. That's why in the story of Yaakov, she got Rachel's tent. And Rachel says, Kiderach Nashimli. Why did he believe that? Because I can't get up. I'm in a separate tent. Because he said that's what they did. And it's fascinating. The Rabban points out, he didn't say another word to her. He just walked out. He turned around and walked out because they didn't want to even talk to an Isha Nida because there was a Ruach Ra that was there. V'anochon be'ena, ki hayu anidos b'me'a kadmonim miruchakos ma'od. The word Nida means separated. Ki kein shemina o shman me'olam nidos l'richu kan. Ki lo yiskarbu el adam lo yidabru bo. Ki yadu akadmonim b'chachmasam shehevlon mazik. Their breath. V'hayoshvos badad ba'oel lo yikanis bo adam. And that's what Rachel says. Ruuya isi lakum mipnei Adoni, l'nashek yado. Aval derech nashimli, v'lo uchal is karevi lecha, v'gam lo lechaz ba'oel klal. Sho tidroch ata afar raglai, v'u hechrish v'men, v'lo ana osa, ki lo hayim esaper ni manim klal, v'nei shetibur atame. That's a day, so you don't have to say what Tosfos says. But there was Ruach Ra there. Again, not bizman hazeh. Bizman hazeh, I might add, just the opposite. A man has to spend extra time with his wife when she is Anita, because the physical relationship is not there. We have to focus on the other parts of the relationship, the opposite. But that I once heard from one of my rabbeim, Reim Ha'ahuvim, right? We say in Sheva Brachas, there are times, friends and lovers, there are times of the relationship that the husband and wife are friends, there are times of the relationship that the husband and wife are lovers, Reim Ha'ahuvim. And we have to make sure that we focus on both parts of the relationship, Reim Ha'ahuvim. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Hani Trei Nashi Di Yasvin. Actually, even right before that, there is an amazing thought of the Gra. The Gra writes, "Where's my Kol Elio?" There's a Gra. The Gra says, and it says here, Isha Nida in between causes danger, causes a person to die. Says the ask the Gra in the Kol Elio, page Ayin Vav. Why did Esther invite Haman and Achashverosh to the party? Why both? Why did she invite Haman? Just invite Achashverosh, right? That's at the end, okay, it worked out that Haman fell at the party. But just invite Achashverosh, tell him, Ish Amecha, there's a person who's trying to kill Ish, Misar V'Oyev Haman Razeh. Says the Gra, Amru B'Psachim Kuf Yud Aleph, Hani Beitrei Demitzalu Isha Nida, V'chulu. And the Gemara says, in Misachim Megillah, as we know, V'atis Chalchel Hamalka Ma'od, Amar Rav Shepirsa Nida. She became a Nida right beforehand, so she invited them because she wanted to use this to her advantage, right? That one of them is going to die. And if either one dies, I'll be okay. Because the Gemara says in Maseches Tainus that we Gemira, we have a Misora, Dechi Gazru Gzeru Mischad Minayu Mevalu Gzeru Sayu. So either one, whoever dies, I'm going to get them close. I'm going to walk in between them, and that's going to be it for one of them. And one of them is all I need right now. That's why, says the Gra, she invited him to the party. Okay, got to put Shas all. You got to put the Gemara Psachim, Tainus, and Megillah to say that Vart, right, all together. Weiter, says the Gemara. Hani Treinashi the Yasvin beParshas Drachim. Two women that are on the crossroads. Chada b'hai gisa the shvila v'chada b'hai mida gisa. They're on opposite sides of the street. Umachada napayla adadi. They're looking at each other. Vade b'kshafan asikan. You know they're up to no good. Meaning you can't walk between them. Mai takante iiga dircha achrina lezuba. If there's another way down the street, go down the other way. V'ileka dircha achrina. There's no other way. Iika in the shachrina bahade. If you have somebody else with you, ninko liadayu bahadi adadi v'nechlefu. Go hand in hand together, because kishuv cannot affect more than one person at once in this situation. V'ileka in the shachrina. There's nobody else. Name hachi. Just say this incantation as you go. Agris azlas asya balusya miskalo b'cheik kabel. Good. Say that incantation. We're not going to translate what that means, but we're just going to note that Rashi here, Rashi quotes this from his more that heard it from his rabbo. From his more, from his rabbo. Mipi more, shekibo mipi rabbo. Rashbam here says, Kach shama me rabbeinu. I've heard this from my Rebbe. Pashtus was Rashi. Me rabbo from his rabbo. Verabbo mipi. Rabbeinu Gershom, zecher tzadik levracha. From here we know, we know from elsewhere too, but from here we know that Rashi's Rebbe's Rebbe was Rabbeinu Gershom. It's quoted right here. That's what the Rassal Ronsberg points out here. We know Rashi's Rebbeim were Talmidim of Rabbeinu Gershom. That's the Misora. Weiter. Haiman depaga be'itza, a man who met a woman. Be'in the desakas be'tfilas mitzvah. If a man meets a woman coming out of the mikvah, Iihu kadeh mumit. So it's not a good thing. Not a good thing for the man, woman to meet any other man besides her husband. So ihi kadim umeshamesh achtalele di day ruach zunim. If he is the first one to be with, even with his own wife, to be involved in tashma shamita, so then there's going to be a ruach zununim, a type of spirit of promiscuity that comes upon him. Ihi kadim umeshamsha achtalele di day ruach zununim. Either way, Maita Kante, what should happen if this is true, if a man meets a woman coming out of the mikvah? Le mahachi shofet buz on the divim vayas'eim betolo dar. Okay, you should say that pasuk. Right, ask the Rishonim. Ask Baalei Tosfos, the Misachas Bamitziah. So how did Rabbi Yochanan sit outside the Shari Tefillah so the women look at him? So, various answers. Tosfos and Bamitziah da pedal on Aleph. So, maybe it means that only if you meet one, but if you're sitting there, that's not called pogeya. He was kovei his makam there. So that's better. Number one. Or Tosfos says, maybe it only means if you're pogea her aruma. Meaning, when she's not wearing anything. Meaning, what mikvah was in the olden days? They were down by the river. So that's a case where it's terrible in Ruach Zanunim, which is logical. You see a woman, like, in that situation. Number two. The Ritva there says, oh, maybe shiny Rabbi Yochanan. We have other stories about Rabbi Yochanan. Other stories. But the Bach, fascinating Bach. The Bach in Brachas Dav Chaf. There the Gemara talks about one of the Amoraim sat at Shari Tefillah, two of them sat at Shari Tefillah. The Gemara asks about one of them, aren't you worried about Ayin Hara? And the other one, aren't you worried about Yetzirah? So ask the Bach, but it doesn't ask about Yetzirah for Rabbi Yochanan. Why not? Sitting outside Shari Tefillah? So the Bach quotes another Gemara which explained that Rabbi Yochanan had very long eyebrows. And whenever he had to look at somebody, he asked the Talmud, please lift up my eyebrows, please. Help me see. He didn't see anything. He was sitting there. I mean, that's another answer. Right? He didn't see anything. That's why it's not a problem. But in general, the Ramah writes in Yeradeya, the Ramah writes in Kuf Sadiches, that a woman should be mastir her tevila, as few people that know should know. And the Ramah writes in Kuf Sadiches, that v'cheinogu anashim lahaster lo tefilasan, shelo leilich b'mehuma o b'fnei abrios, shelo yergishu b'hen b'nei adam, umi she'ino osakei ne'emer aleha arur shocheve behima. Right, you're just... So very public about it. V'yesh l'nashem li'zaher, k'shiyotzos min ha'tfila, sh'yifka ba'chaverta, sh'lo yifka ba'tchila davar tamei, o oved kochavim. V'impaglu ba'dvarim, elu, im hi'yira shamayim, tachzor v'titpo. That's not the minhag. But either way, the Ramah says, a woman should go straight home after the mikvah, not looking or talking or doing anything else. And again, the minhag is to only, and the poskim quote, we hold tefila b'zman mitzvah only when the husband's in town. Let's say the husband, for some crazy reason, is on a business trip the night of the mikvah. So the minhag is that a woman does not, if the husband might come back, whatever it's going to be, so a woman doesn't have to go to the mikvah that night if the husband's not around. Tefila b'zman mitzvah is only if she's going to be with her husband that night. Because if she's not with her husband, also if he kabbalah, they talk about the devarim shel sakana, halachically she can't go to the mikvah. How does she get out of the mikvah? If this is the best time of the night with the kids, whatever, if the best time is, she could go right away. But there are those who wait to go to the mikvah until they could be with her husband that night, connected to this Gemara. Because the husband should be the first person that she sees or she's with after she gets out. You can look in the Shvus Yaakov, in the Chela Gimel Simonayin Zayin. Very interesting tshuva. Because of the sakana, a woman shouldn't go to sleep alone the night after she goes to the mikvah. So they used to take a child to sleep in the room with them and sleep with a knife under the pillow. But I heard other poskim say, that's more dangerous. To have a knife under the pillow with a child in the room. If that's more dangerous than worrying about the nistar kavanas. Either way, Lamaisa, this is beyond our minhagim. Weiter, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, my dechsev, gam ki ele beit salav ezo yoragi atoy madi. What is that pasuk referring to? Ze hayoshin betzel tekel yechidi. That's if somebody sleeps in the shadow of a single palm tree, ubitzel avana, or in the cell of the moon. Ubitzel deka yechidi lo amran ela de lo nafel tula dechavei ilave. This only means if they're so far apart from each other that one dekel does not give shade onto the other dekel. Avol nafel tula dechavei ilave less than ba. But if they're close together, not a problem. Period. But it says if you sleep in a shade of a deco only in a chatzer, what's the case? If they're separated trees, they don't shade each other. Even outside the chatzer should be a problem. Which sadeh is less of a problem because it's more public. El alav shmamina b'chatzer. It must be, what is this price of telling me? In a chatzer, avagad nafil tu'ula d'chavri ilave shmamina. In a chatzer, a more private area, you have to be more worried. Even if there's a few together and the shade goes on another one, it's still a problem. Ubetzila shalavana nami lo amran el b'marava. It says only if you sleep in the shady western part of the sun, of the moon shade. Avo b'medincha, Rashi explains different times of the month, the shade is on different sides, less than above. But on the east side, it's not a problem. Period. Haiman, this amud is just listing off various shadim and issues. Haiman, demafni, agirda, didikla, and other dangerous activities. If somebody goes to the bathroom on the stump of a palm tree, achdelele didei ruach palga, he's going to get ruach palga, which Rashi explains is a type of paralysis. Haiman, demasli, reishi, agirda, didikla, if somebody leans their head on the palm tree, achdelele ruach tzreide, he's going to get a half a headache, Rashbam says. Haiman, depasi, adikla, and again, this is not, as we've said before, from the Ben Yoyada, from Tosfos, from, you know, this is not applying Bezman Azeh. These kochos of Sitcha Achra are not around today. Haiman depasi adikla. If somebody passes over a palm root, imikta katel, if it was chopped down, he will be chopped down. I akar meakar, if it was uprooted, he will be uprooted of amayis, and he will die. Hanimila de amana kari lave, it's only if he didn't step on it as he walked over. Av amana kari lave, less than buff. If he did, it's okay. Again, showing authority over the forces. Chamisha tu lehavi, there are five types of shade that Ruach Ra is sholeit in. Five types of shade. Tula de dikla, yechida, the shade of a single palm tree. Tula de kanda, another type of bush. Tula de parcha, tula de zardasa. Iga de amriyav, tula de arva, some say the shade of a boat. The tula de arvasa, of a willow. Klal de milsa, kol de nafish anfe, whichever has a lot of branches and leaves. Kashi tule, its shade is worse. The kol de kashi silve, and anyone whose wood is hurtful, like it has a lot of thorns in it, kashi tule. That also, its shade is difficult. Lavar mikru masha, except for that one. Avagav, the kashi silve, even though it has a lot of thorns and it hurts you, lo kashi tule, its shade is not dangerous. To amr la shi de labra, as we once heard a shade say to its son, I guess they procreate also, right? They have children, shadim. Pirchei nafshech mikru masha, just leave the krumasha to ihu de katal avuch. That one killed your father. Because of the day, it might even kill you. So, no krumash is a tree that you don't have to worry about. Amar Rav Ashi. Chazino l'Rav Kahana deparish mikulu tule. Rav Kahana just stayed away from all shade. He was not interested in, he didn't want to get into any issues. Bei Parchi. So now, the shadim that are by Bei Parchi, by that tree, the sloth, the caper bush, ruche, is called ruche. The bei zardasa, shida. The bei igri, rishvi. That's what they're all called. L'may nafkamina, what's the difference to me? L'kamiya, if you want to have an amulet to protect yourself or to heal yourself, you have to know what the shade is called. The bei parchi, birya she'en lo inayim. The one by bei parchi that's called zruche doesn't have any eyes. L'may nafkamina, l'gzuzela. You can run away from it. Zimna chada havi azul tzor b'mir banan lafnuye l'bei parchi. Somebody once went to the, one of the rabbis once went to the bathroom next to the caper bush. He hears they start chasing him. Vagazile runs away. Kiazla, chab keladikla. And when the shade was chasing him, it ran basically into a palm tree. And it grabbed the palm tree. Tzavadiklo pakahi. And the shade blew up. Meaning it was blind. And therefore, it couldn't follow the rabbi. Parcha de bezar de sa shidi. Parcha de bezar de sa, that's called shidi. Hazar de sa de smich lamasa, a zar de sa tree that's close to the city. Lo pachsa bishisin shidi. Doesn't have any less than 60 shadim. L'may nafkamina l'mitzav l'kamiya. Same thing to know to write amulets in a time when it's needed. Hahu bar kasha de masa. There was a certain guard of a city. Da azav akoy l'begab bezar de sa. He went by one of these trees. Da avisamach lamasa that was next to a city. Alu bishisin shidi v'istachin. 60 shadim possessed him. And it was dangerous. He was about to die. Asalahumi Rabbanan. A certain rabbi came. Lo yada desired the sashis and shidihi. He didn't know that this type of tree has 60 shadim. Kasavla kamiela chadashida. He wrote an amulet for one shade. Shama the talu chinka bagave. He hears they put up an instrument and start having a party. They're making fun of him. Vakamashle, there's hachi. They start singing. Sudre demar. Sudre, if you remember, is like the handkerchief that's a symbol of smicha. Like this rabbi, particularly b'marjalo yada barach. He doesn't even know how to make a bracha. What bracha? Rashi says, Rashbam say, Oter Yisrael b'sefara. Right, he doesn't know how to make that the bracha. That's the bracha that you make on right on your crown, on your sudar that you wear. They're basically saying, what a joker. He doesn't know anything. He's a rabbi. He doesn't know how to make the bracha. He doesn't appreciate. Also, a different rabbi came by who knew this. So he wrote a kima, an ambulance on 60. Shama the ka'amru pnu minaychu me'acha. He heard them say, get out of here. We have to leave. Okay, so he knew. Ketev meriri, as we say in the end of the Torah. Ketev meriri, trei kitvihave. There are two shadim known as ketev. Chad mikami tiara, one before noon. V'chad mibasar tiara, one afternoon. Demikari mitiara, ketev meriri shmo. It's called ketev meriri. Umechzi bekada, it appears in a bowl, the kamcha of kamcha. V'hada bebechsha, it looks like a mixing spoon in a bowl. That's its imagery. The basar tira, the one afternoon, ketev yashut saharayim shemo, that's its name. As we say in davening, umechzi bekarna deiz, it appears between the horns of a goat. V'hada be kanafyan, and it's like a whirling sieve. Okay, that's what the shadim look like. Abaya Avishal va'azil va'azar papa mimine. Rafuna b'Rav Yishua mismale. Abaya was taking a walk, and he had these two great rabbis on either side of him. Chazi alu kedemiriri dekazal ape desmale. He sees kedemiriri coming down to his left. So what happens? And it's heading straight towards Rafuna b'Rav Yishua. Ahadul Rav Papa l'smale, Rafuna b'Rav Yishua d'yamine. He put Rav Papa in harm's way. Right, he switched. Amalei Rav Papa, I know my shnu to lachashishli. What are you doing to me? You don't care about me, you're putting me in the front of the shade. Amarlei, at shaita kaimislach. No, I know you're having good mazel, right? You're rich, you have good mazel, so I know you're gonna be protected. Period. This Ketem Mariri comes up in Shulchan Aruch. Where is it in Shulchan Aruch? Says the Ramah in Hilchas Tisha B'Av. Tzorach lizarm yuzayin betamaz at Tisha B'Av. Sholeilech yichidi mi'arba shos at Tisha shos. Don't walk alone too much during the 3 weeks. Shbishum, says the Ramah, shabahem ketev meriri sholeit. Wow. Ketev meriri makes it into the Shulchan Aruch. The Chashuke Chemed discusses. Rachman al-Athan, there was a case in the Shoah. He talks about a case where there were two people that could squeeze into a building that could be saved. Two people wanted to, only one person could fit in. Who gets adifus? And everything's equal. They're both Kohanim, they're both Tamidichacham, whatever, everything's equal. Do you choose the one who's rich because they have mazel? Like the Gemara said, do you choose the one that's poor and leave the guy that's rich outside because they have mazel and they could be protected? So he says, I asked this to my brother-in-law of Chaim Kadievsky, and he says, no, this Gemara doesn't apply. Why? Because this Gemara applies when there aren't human beings, Baali Bechira, involved. But when there are Baali Bechira involved, they don't judge by who has mazel or doesn't have mazel. They can attack even the person who has mazel. And he quotes, I was thinking of this, and he quotes, the Arachayim HaKadosh. That's why the brothers threw Yosef into the pit. They didn't just kill him. What's the difference? Because they said, if we kill him, we're Baali Bechira. Throw him into the pit. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him dead, he'll make sure that the animals don't kill him. But we would be able to kill him now. That was the Arachayim HaKadosh. Unbelievable. By Yosef. One more line. Michad b'Tamuz at Shitzar Bay. The first half of Tamuz, Vade Shrichi, they are very common. Right? That's where the Shulchan Aruch. That's where the Ramah got it from. Mikan ve'elech, Safik Shrichi, Safik Lo Shrichi. They're Safik, common or not. Umishtachli b'tulot d'chatzva, and they're found in the shade of a chutzva, right? A jar, d'lo g'chatzav gamita. That's not as big as an amma. U'betulot d'tzafra, upanyit lo avi gamita. And also found in the shade of the morning and the evening, that where the shade is not an amma long, the ikar betulah de mekisa, the vesa kisa. You really got to be careful in the bathroom. Period. Okay, we'll stop here. Coming up now is other types of activities of sakana before we get to other issues on the next daf relating to items that different rabbanon gave their children. Just schedule. No, tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, there will be a daf tomorrow morning. After that, I'm flying into. America just for Shabbos, so I'll put up from the last cycle Friday, Shabbos, Sunday. Monday I'll have to figure out what I'm going to do because it's Be'ez Hashem be back. I'll be back by Tuesday morning. We'll give the daf again, Be'ez Hashem. But the plan is tomorrow Be'ez Hashem will be here, and then I'll be one of our listeners. I'll be in North Woodmere for Shabbos. I'll be at Tidek on Sunday morning. But Be'ez Hashem, then quick trip in and out, and but we'll stop here. Okay.